when you think about Wrigley Field and what it has to offer, the history, the great moments, as a fan, it's an amazing place to take in a ball game. But as a player, what's it like to play at Wrigley Field?
Well, being that it's so much of a landmark, and you know, now with all of the changes that are being made to it, I just marvel at the idea that the bleacher bombs are right there on top of you. I had my own group out there, I can honestly say, that called themselves Andre's Army. And you know, they salaamed to me every day, and I would get into personal conversations with them in between innings, in between pitching changes. And it was a great relationship as far as I'm concerned. And like I say, I always enjoyed daytime baseball. And the fact that we had WGN, the superstation, it just seemed to be the way the game was supposed to be played. You wake up in the morning, you go to the ballpark, and you play baseball. It reminded me a lot of an extension of spring training. But the fact that most of the games were sold out, they always played before big crowds. And then when you went around the country, you had Cub fans all around the country. That made, I think, the fact of playing with that organization, having a Chicago Cub, being able to play in a Chicago Cub uniform, that made it all the more unique.
The friendly confines are getting a little bit of a makeover. What do you make of all that, and do you like what they're doing to Wrigley?
Well, of course, being an older ballpark, it needs some major adjustments, and at this point, that's the direction that they're going. I'm putting a lot of money into building a bigger clubhouse, a more modern clubhouse. They're going to redo the bleachers, the huge scoreboard. They're going to take terraces. They're going to build out from the ballpark itself. I think the middle deck or the lower deck, and build terraces around the ballpark. So there are going to be a lot of major renovations. A hotel going across the street. They're going to have like their own little village. So in the next few years or so, you're going to see some huge and drastic changes as a result of Wrigley Field itself. But I think it's time. They have, you know, the ownership group that's willing to invest a lot of money to keep Chicago's Wrigley Field a landmark that it is.